prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today during the first hour. I'll be joined by an old friend and one of my first guests ever on this show almost 10 years ago, Anthony Roberts, as we talk about when bad science goes unchecked. And then we're going to be joined by Dr. Jason Dyke. He's the author of the paper made it into the headlines saying that red wine was better than a workout. That's not what he said. He's going to talk about the real benefits of resveratrol on today's show, because we give you the unfiltered truth here. This is not a show that panders to media hype like most of the other shows out there. Remember, Supreme Radio is made possible through a special grant from our title sponsor, All American EFX and All American Pharmaceuticals. You can go to superhumanradio.com to learn more. By the way, you'll notice the website has gotten a facelift. It is now mobile app friendly. Our rating with Alexa and Google was dropping like a stone in a pond because we were not mobile app ready. Well, we are. And as a result, the website looks a lot cleaner. I hope you enjoy it. If you have any comments or questions, please contact me at onair@supremeradio.com and make suggestions. I love hearing suggestions. Okay, my good friend Anthony Roberts. How you doing, Anthony?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. Been a long time since you've been on the show, but that's because you were busy with other things. Let's just say that.
Yes.
So, yes. But you've never taken your attention away from what you do best. I once called you a media's pit bull, that once you got your jaws around something, you didn't let go until you squeezed the absolute screaming truth out of it. And most often, the things that you've brought to the forefront, you've been vindicated, while people have said, oh, you're wrong and you're crazy and you're just throwing smut around. The reality is that as time played on, you were found out to be correct. Isn't that a fair statement?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there have been times where, you know, I've said, this guy is indicted, and it was a sealed indictment, and then a few days later it came out and was made public by the DA. Or even, you know, with Muscle Farm, when I was first saying that what they're doing over there at the managerial level is, you know, is criminal. I mean, you know, just today the SEC is coming to an agreement with them, and if you're innocent, the SEC does not need to come to an agreement with you. So, yeah, no.
So why do you, you know, this is something I've never really had a chance to ask, right? And I know you for a long time. Yep. I know a lot about you, and I know that, A, number one, you're an amazingly decent, amazingly generous person, number one. Number two, you allow a lot of other people to take the limelight for things that you contribute to and very rarely go noticed for. You have an amazing, vast number of qualities that I would consider redeeming and likable qualities, yet people love to hate you. Why do they do that?
Well, okay, so there's one characteristic that if you look at anyone who badmouths me, right? If you look at, and literally, I mean, I'm not even saying they're bad people or I'm a better person. They're always someone, A, that I've written about, or B, that I've written about their friend or employer or whatever. It's 100%. I mean, you know, nobody says, based on Anthony's own merits, he's never written about me. He never wrote about one of my buddies. Based on just on Anthony's own merits, I think he's the worst person in the world. It's almost always in the circle of someone I've written about, a circle removed. I mean, that's the one unifying thing. I mean, I could point to any of my detractors and say, this is the exact reason this guy doesn't like me, because I wrote this or I wrote that. There's never, you know, some lone gunman that just, you know, targets me, and I can't, you know, I can't say this is why. I can always tell you why someone doesn't like me.
And the truth is, that I have not gone unaffected by that. So for those of you out there who think, well, yeah, Anthony has never come out against you, you have come out against me. When we first started doing Off Topic, we had a certain individual on who really talked very, very unfairly about you on the show.
Yes.
And you did come out against me and said, you know, this is not, but then we had you on the show to give you equal time, and you just wanted to rebut some of the things that this individual was saying. This was actually one of the first off-topic shows with Aaron Singerman and I. So it's not like I've been unaffected. If anything, I find you to be very judicious, that if you see an inequity, you call it out, but you also point out when the inequity has been corrected.
Yeah, no, that's the thing, is I'm fair. I mean, a lot of times, a few years later, someone will say, you know, what you said was fair. You know, back when I was saying you were the worst guy ever, you were actually pretty fair about things. And that's happened to me more than once, so that's, you know, that's always gratifying, is there's a degree of fairness. But once I do lock on to someone and they're sort of, you know, fighting and struggling, then, you know, usually that more amounts to trying to cover stuff up, then, yeah, I'm relentless. I mean, then it could be 10 articles in a row about one person, you know.
Now, this leads us into our discussion today. So you've been setting your sights on things. When bad science goes unchecked, you've been doing a lot of your own fact-checking about some of the research out there, and even bringing it to the attention of journals, only to find out that the journals really don't care about the truth. Isn't that the case?
Yeah, well, several years ago, I found some of my work republished without permission and without proper citation in the Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research, which is the National Strength and Conditioning Association's house journal. That's their
very,
brand
very well
journal.
Respected, very well respected journal, correct?
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, it's one of those where they're, let's be honest, you know, them and none of the journals really we're going to talk about, except maybe one or two, like, they're not curing cancer. No, there's no oversight.
Right.
If you come out in the Lancet or, you know, the New England Journal of Medicine and say, I just cured cancer, and they publish the study, there's going to be dozens of labs across the country trying to replicate what you did.
Right.
If you say, I figured out how to get your biceps bigger, nobody cares. You know,
well, but then also, you have lots of variables to point at and say, well, this is why it didn't work for you.
Right. I mean, those journals, I call them, you know, they're the cottage industry of journals. They talk about a topic that, I mean, most people aren't reading those types of journals each month. But the NSCA happened to take 2.5 pages of my work, you know, and published it without citing me.
What work was it, Anthony? Just out of curiosity, what specifically?
It was in the NSCA's position stand on anabolic steroids and growth hormone. So it was, you know, meant to be emblematic of their position stand on this topic. Some pretty big names in there, you know, listed as authors, like, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but Basine, you know who he is.
Oh, yeah, Basine, yeah, sure.
Is it Basine? Okay,
yeah,
Basine.
Yeah.
Pretty big names there.
Right.
So I called them. I didn't want to make a fuss. And they said, you know, how do you know it was yours? And I said, well, you failed to correct this pretty obvious typo.
That's funny.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the best thing I could say about the typos in my work is I've always.
It's almost like a secret watermark that people forget to get out, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and it was obvious. And the guy said, yeah, and then it was this intern must have done it. They promised to give me the credit. And then at the end, you know, they jerked me around for several months till I, you know, blogged about it. Then they threatened to sue me, which, they, you know, it was an empty threat.
Wouldn't it have been great if you would have just gotten $10,000 for every person who threatened to sue you or has sued you? You wouldn't need to work anymore, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I mean, I was talking to a lawyer, and he said, well, we later went to the publisher and got the okay, like, post facto, which is like half a year later, and we posted a credit at the end of the last issue. And I said, that's fine, but plagiarism is when you steal from someone. It's not, you can't give it back by crediting someone 6 months later. You tried to steal.
Right.
It's plagiarism. He's like, well, it's legal. I'm like, yeah, plagiarism's legal.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I mean, it's fine. It's academic. I mean, if you plagiarize a paper while you're at college, you might, you know, get thrown out of the class.
But you won't go to jail for it.
You're not going to jail. And, right. I, you know, I said to him, look, I'm not accusing you of a crime or even a civil, you know, kind of an actionable thing. I'm saying you plagiarized. It's just, it's simply dishonest.
Right.
And that's it. And
right.
Now you're accountable because I went public with it.
And so they never really truly resolved it by putting something in. You got to post it immediately. You've got to do it in a large scale so people see the retraction. You have to usually at least recite the paper that
yeah.
the credit. You know, you don't just put it in this hanging out there all by its lonesome, obscure little place on the back page. Oh, by the way.
Yeah,
you know,
it was on the back page of a journal, like one of their issues of the journal, like literally 6 months later.
Yeah.
But you
so,
know
I mean,
what?
I got to want it to be known.
But you know what I got to tell you? And being someone in the information provision business, there is just way too much information out there now. And it's almost gotten to the point where it's almost like when people buy the old-fashioned satellite dishes before selective satellite.
Still on every house.
Yeah, like. the one that you can actually like pan and tilt, and you can find
yeah.
different satcoms, and you know you had like 2,000 channels. Like, who could monitor? Who could watch? Who cares? Science is almost becoming a situation of who cares, because we're inundated with conflicting research, inaccurate research, self-serving research. It's gotten to the point where those of us who pay attention to science. You can't even catalog it anymore because you have to have a drawer that's called Who Cares? Like, I don't even care about this anymore. I can't follow it anymore.
Do you know, there's something to the effect of 1.5 million papers published daily?
I believe that. Look, I've been watching stem cell research since its inception. It used to be that I used to get notified of a paper related to stem cell therapy once a month. Then it went to once a week. Now there are 27 a day. It's got, you know what? It's getting to the point where it's impossible to tease through the relevant ones, tease through the incorrect ones, tease through the ones that matter to what your personal unique situation or direction is, and then catalog them from there. It's just it's like analysis paralysis is occurring now.
Yeah, you know, it was, and I'm not familiar with I'm pretty sure you know the guy, but Andrew Cutler.
Oh yeah, sure.
Okay, yeah, he's PhD in philosophy,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So naturally, he posts about fitness all the time. He had posted on Facebook just this morning some article from the Daily News, and that's where I got this from. That there's and with that many papers, okay, so most people wouldn't know this, but for example, over in China, the state will pay you for being published. So a whole industry of, you know, journals that are completely illegitimate, there's no peer review, they're just journal factories, has sprung up. Just, you know, I mean, you pay $500, they publish you, and the state gives you $1,000.
Yeah, it's a hell of a deal.
Yeah, and the quality, you know, is just terrible. And this is going on in China. The Economist wrote about it years ago. And when you look at, by the way, these last 43 articles that were, it was pretty, you know, public that this journal had retracted 43 articles, and they were heavily cited, and obviously it causes, you know, ripples across the whole academic community. I think they were all authored by, you know, people affiliated with these various Chinese institutions.
You know, you've got certificate mills out there giving away PhDs to people who don't deserve them. And then they go and publish papers and publish them in journals that are not truly peer-reviewed. And those things end up on the evening news as headlines. It's scary. I mean, we're going to talk about this later also. It's good that we're doing this because later in the show, we've got Dr. Jason Dyke on, who wrote this really great study about resveratrol. And what did the media do? They made the headline, skip the gym and hit the tavern. A glass of wine is as good as an hour's worth of workout. I mean, seriously, that's what they reduced it to. It's terrible. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up with Anthony Roberts on the other side. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince.
since 1935.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Anthony Roberts. Anthony, plug your blog, please.
You know what? Right now, I'm writing for, you know, I'm doing some stuff on Medium. I have my own blog. So
Medium.com is one place that you can find a great article called When Bad Science Goes Unchecked, CrossFit Drugs, Nutritional Supplements, and the Scientists Who Refuse to Admit Their Mistakes. And then you have your own blog that you
write.
Well,
actually, you know what? I'm transitioning the old URL to a new one.
Okay.
That's yet to be announced. But if people go to Twitter, and I'm just Anthony Roberts, like I'm not like the real Anthony Roberts or like the Anthony Roberts. Like, I was an early adopter, so I got just my actual name.
Right. Right.
You know, so people go to Twitter and they just, you know, follow me or whatever.
And you'll send links out to different articles that they can read from there.
Different articles, all different sites. Like, I have, in fact, one, it should be up today if hopefully my editor's listening, Becca at Breaking Muscle, put my article up. I have an article that goes very deeply into some carbohydrate studies that were, again, bad science that was never corrected. And it was spun very, very differently when it became ad copy, these studies.
You know what's funny? So there's a company, I'm not going to name their name. There's a company that's wanted to get on my show for a very, very long time. And they happen to be a very well-respected supplement company, okay?
Sure.
And they have a supplement that sells very, very well. And about 3 months ago, they sent me an abstract of a study that looked at a clinical trial of their product.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that's great. I'll have you on the show, but send me the full text. Now, keep in mind that the study was done last year. 2014.
Okay.
They contacted me early 2015 to get on the show. They sent me the abstract. I said, send me the full text. They said they don't have the full text yet, which I found suspicious in and of itself.
Well, no, it could be. Remember, though, they could have made the study, and this is something I don't believe this. I'm more playing devil's advocate. Sometimes they do studies as like a poster presentation at some conference. So they don't have the full text written up. I'm not saying your instincts are probably right. They probably, you know.
Well, they told me it would be a couple months. I said, send me the full text. When I get the full text,
yeah,
and I can really see, because what I've learned over the years is this: quite often, the things that scientists promote in their research may not be untruths, but a lot of times there's other stuff in there that's either more interesting. In the same vein of the research, or more interesting, in a different vein of the research that wasn't the outcome they were looking for, but nonetheless is a valuable outcome in and of itself. And so I like to read the research. I like to read it because I find other things that are interesting in there, and they've never come forth with it. They've never contacted me back. Now, I'm not saying that this is evidence that their science is skewed, but clearly if you wanted to get on the show for all these years, you did a clinical trial. You sent me the abstract. You clearly have more information that you want to talk about than just in the abstract. So send me that and let's see it. And it's never come forth.
Some of it comes down to trust. Like there are people in the industry that will send me stuff that's not published that they just know that it's not going to pass me. It's not going to go past me to anyone. And then there's, you know, people who, you know, they won't even put out the full study when it's meant to be published.
And there's something to that. And see, this is my problem with science today, okay? You know, you can make a study look like anything you want. The only solution to that is when you have all the data and you can read it yourself and you go, wait a minute, you know, because there are some things out there, particularly a molecule that this particular company was, you know, proposing that I think that could have some deleterious effects on health. I mean, look, DNP was all the rage back in the days of Dan Duchesne.
Yep.
Causing people to lose massive amounts of body weight quickly, but it also killed people. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So let's see everything. Show me everything, and I'll put you on the air. But if I can't see everything, I'm not going to let you on the air. And my instincts tell me that their science is not as good as they think it is, and if it got out, you know, I'm about to, Dr. Chris Masterjohn is about to do a research paper on Primal D.
Okay.
You know what one of the requisites was that if he did this, that no matter what,
regardless,
that no matter what the outcome was, that he gets to publish it in a peer.
Yep.
We're getting an IRB number for it. Okay. He said, now you have to know something, that if it plays out that it doesn't work the way you say it does, the metabolites we're looking for don't go up the way you want them to, I'm still publishing this study.
And that's generally that scene is far more legitimate and. Actually, that's not a requirement for a lot of journals, and they're trying to make it a journal. Let me tell you how bad it's gotten, that there is now a peer-reviewed journal on peer reviews.
So, like, they evaluate the quality and the value of a peer-reviewed journal?
Yeah, they review the peer review process. They review the ethics involved in other journals. A journal about other journals. That's how bad it's gotten.
Let's do this. I want to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about these 27 journals that you cite in your article on Medium.com. How about that?
Sure.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Anthony Roberts about specifically an article that he published at Medium.com, When Bad Science Goes Unchecked. So there are 17 pay-to-play journals out there that you found. We talked about the one that published the Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs research on a casual Friday a while back. You said that there's one that accepted a paper authored by characters from The Simpsons, really?
Yeah, yeah. So they listed a bunch of The Simpsons. It wasn't published because it was accepted. The author actually didn't pay the publication fee.
Oh, okay, okay.
I mean, that's kind of, once you get accepted, I think your point's proven. You don't need to, you know, pay the $500 to.
But I have to ask this question because this is imperative, because there may have been some value to that research. Who was the lead author? I mean, if the lead author,
it was Edna Krabappel, I believe. So she does have credentials as a teacher of sorts.
Okay, so then the rest of the authors were like Homer Simpson and Bart Simpson?
I think it might have been Maggie.
Oh, yeah. She's the smart one. That's good.
Maggie's smart, and Edna is the teacher. Though Edna, I believe, had it published posthumously, which is interesting and actually ties in with your next guest, because there was a fairly famous resveratrol researcher, and I'm sure you know about this. He had something on the ground on the lines of 20 papers.
And he was published all. He was dead already when they published them, right?
Well, he was dead when they published the last one, but it was submitted posthumously, which is far more difficult than just being published posthumously. It's far more difficult to submit your article posthumously.
But couldn't it be said that somebody who was in charge of his legacy handled that for him so that his work would not go unnoticed?
Yeah, you would think that would be noted, though, you know.
Yeah, right. By the way, he's dead. Yeah, right.
That's the problem, right, is that, you know, you would think that something like that would be noted, this was submitted by, and then some sort of provenance to prove that, that's not what happened.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So, I mean, I'm willing to give the benefit of the doubt as well. Maybe that was the case, but it wasn't noted, and that's kind of that's where we really can't give the benefit of the doubt.
So clearly, when these pay-per-play journals publish papers, then they are not going to handle the request for retractions or corrections the same way that a legitimate publication would, which would be to either retract or make corrections to their papers, right?
Yeah, but there's also, like, the NSCA instance, right? They didn't handle, what they could have handled just very easily, right? I mean, it was a PDF on their website. They could have just added the reference at the end. You know, the NSCA made a conscious decision not to, and it's interesting because they later published an article on injuries in CrossFit. Okay.
Right.
And prior to publication, there were a certain amount of dropouts, and the NSCA went to the authors and said, we want injury data for this paper that didn't include injury data, so the authors went back and included it. And then the NFCA, as well as the authors, were presented with information pre-facto, pre-publication, that the people who dropped out, in fact, weren't injured. They dropped out for whatever other reasons, right? You know, who knows?
Right.
Time constraints. And they still went ahead and published that it was injuries, even though they had information that it was not, in fact, injuries.
Right.
They refused, not even refused to retract or refused to amend or publish an erratum. They refused to edit the paper that was still in peer review, which
That's the time to edit. I was going to say that's the time to edit it. The whole reason for peer review is to have your peers review your work and make suggested edits, right?
Yeah, that is. And so eventually these people that weren't injured went on the record and signed statements, affidavits in the court case when CrossFit sued the NFCA. And people think, and a lot, there's been a lot of backlash against that. And I've been, as you said earlier, I've been pretty fair. I mean, I've broken a couple balls over at CrossFit, and I've, you know,
defended them when they were right. Right. I was going to say, you're well known to call CrossFit out on things that you disagree with, but here you were actually defending them.
No, when they're right, they're right, and they're 100% right. The NFCA is 100% wrong. And one of the interesting things that CrossFit brought out was the concept of unfair competition. Basically, you have an organization that certifies people as trainers, just
right.
as CrossFit does.
Right.
And they
publish have a journal.
A journal,
yeah.
Right? And as I said in the article, that's like Ford publishing the Journal of Automotive Integrity and then saying a GM doesn't have any integrity. Well,
right.
First of all, there's an issue with Ford owning the journal that has that power to make those statements about their own industry. But there's an even bigger problem when it's presented as impartial and they're going after GM. That's
a huge
problem.
But this is nothing new. The American Medical Association launched the first journal back then, peer-reviewed journal on medicine, and it was well known that in order to even get in the journal, you had to buy an advertisement in it, in the magazine. So this is nothing new. So what you're really saying here is it's reaching a whole new – back then they tried to cover it up by – peppering the journal with other research that wasn't necessarily pay to play. However, what's happening today is there's not even any apologies or work done to cover things up. It's like, look, you know, we don't have to cover it up. You know, we're biased.
Well, you know, I mean, I think the problem is that the NFCA is trying to say we're not biased. I mean, look at, and again, I'll go back to Muscle Farm. Muscle Farm sponsors some kind of scholarship or grant program for studies in the Journal of the ISSN.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, that's a huge problem. That's a huge conflict of interest. There, you know, the ISSN takes sponsorships. I mean, I don't think you can sponsor the AMA journal anymore. I'm not sure. I mean, I don't.
No, I don't think you can. It was in the beginning. Yes, you're right.
No, and like, but this is what's going on with, you know, the ISSN, and they are, I would say, in terms of dietary supplements, they're probably they're the highest impact journal probably on dietary supplements, other than when you take someone who says resveratrol cures cancer and it gets published, you know, in some high-impact journal. I would say they're the most high-impact, but they're the most commercially high-impact as well because they're completely open access.
Yeah, they influence supplement sales by and large.
They do. They do. And there's someone – I mean, Adele has done a lot of great work, and I don't know – so Subversity, right, for people who don't
– Yeah, no, they know. They know Adele.
Okay, you know, I figured they would know, but Adele has done a lot of great work in taking the numbers behind the numbers and saying, well, okay, you're saying, for example, HMB has this effect, but you also gave these people whey protein, or, well, you're going to claim that there was a trend towards this, but there was a statistically relevant trend towards this other thing that you're not mentioning in,
right,
in your own study.
Right.
He's been great like that. And there's actually, I'm not going to, I love saying this, I'm not going to mention the guy by name, but there is a guy who is very active in publishing his papers that are sponsored by various supplement companies. He's very active, and within the industry, his nickname is King Midas, because
everything he touches turns to gold. Yeah.
Exactly, and he has never met a supplement that doesn't work.
I love that.
Depending, though, because this might give a little too much clue to who he is, but early on when he was working with a few more credible researchers, the same supplements failed to work.
Interesting, but now they do.
Now they do.
That's kind of like what the FDA does. So, we were talking about this the other day on Casual Friday, but the, now I'm going to forget what it was. Glyphosate was, 30 years ago, glyphosate was labeled as a carcinogen.
Okay.
And then somehow it's not anymore. You know, glyphosate, Roundup, you know, that they're spraying on all the corn and soy and wheat and all that sort of stuff. So it's interesting how, you know, things change depending on your position in the industry. You know what I mean?
Yes. And really with the FDA, probably the best thing anyone can read who's interested in that, there was an article on Slate.com that I know you're aware of by Charles Seffi, S-E-I-F-E.
Yeah. Well, let's do this. Let's take this break and let's come back leading into that, okay?
Sure.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Anthony Roberts.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755. 2755.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frodolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, we're going to be talking about resveratrol, the truth about resveratrol. Right now, we're talking about Anthony Roberts. We're talking about when science goes unchecked, which it does a lot nowadays. That's why I keep telling people you have to be a critical thinker, folks. When what you read in a scientific study contradicts what you know to be true, you must go with what you know to be true. Even if you're wrong, be wrong on your own terms. Okay, so we were talking about the FDA as we went into the break, and you started to talk about a particular piece that is on Slate.com. Let's open up back there.
So it's by Cephi, and he actually his work was published in a journal, as a matter of fact. But most people don't have subscriptions to journals, so Slate.com. And what he did was he's a journalism teacher. I hope I'm getting all the facts totally correct, but he's a journalism teacher. I want to say he's out of Columbia, so for anyone who doesn't know, that's the school of journalism. That is the best. That's the best school you can go to. It's, you know, the Harvard Law of journalism.
Right.
Except ethical.
Right.
exactly. And so basically what he did was he had his journalism students sort of cross-reference these studies that were all, you know, new drugs, and when you apply to have a new drug with the FDA, they don't release all your data, right, publicly, because then your competitors will get it.
Right.
So certain parts are released and other parts aren't. Well, what they did was they cross-referenced them with published studies, and what they found was something along the lines of like 600 instances of academic fraud that was never released to the public by the FDA, and those are drugs that are in use. I'm not saying 600 drugs. I'm saying, you know, maybe several studies for each drug just totally fabricated test results, tests that were never done, you know, things that really those things should result in criminal charges when it comes to, you know, studies that result in a drug being released on the market.
Well, and I off the air, I said to you, look at Vioxx. It killed 55,000 people. No one went to jail for that. No hands were slapped at the FDA for allowing the drug to be used. The FDA points to, well, they didn't give us all the information that we needed in order to determine both efficacy and safety of the drug. They withheld information, but no one went to Merck and said, hey, you're going to be punished for withholding information. So, you know, you've got this Chinese wall, it's called, right? There's a Chinese wall created for the pharmaceutical companies so that they can get their drugs approved but not release all the information into the public domain so other companies don't come out on the heel of drug releases and change a molecule and come out with a similar drug. I understand that. But where does the Chinese wall protect people? That's the question.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It, you know, protects the companies. I mean, and it's weird because I sent it to a guy who graduated with a master's from Columbia Journalism. when we were who is a reporter. He was a journalist, and he does some stuff on the nutritional industry. I sent it to him, and he was like, "Why has this not been front page of the New York Times?"
Well, we know why. They don't want to piss in their Cheerios. They don't want to piss in their Cheerios. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
You know, I'm of the belief that when the New York Times or any major news outlet releases groundbreaking, shocking news about the pharmaceutical industry, they have already reached out to the pharmaceutical industry and said, "We're going to release this story." The pharmaceutical industry, in positioning it as, "We're going to cooperate with the story," helps direct the story and prepares for the story's release. And then when they are prepared for the release, then they go, "Okay, go ahead and release it." And unless somebody proves this wrong, I will believe this till my dying day. Proof of that is cholesterol medications, right? So they've known for decades now that these cholesterol meds are linked to dementia, type 2 diabetes, a list of terrible, nasty side effects. And at the same time, plenty of research shows that they do not protect against a second heart attack or even first heart attack. Yet they want to get people on statin drugs younger and younger. And we see the results of that. Now, I've said years ago that when the pharmaceutical industry was ready, when they already had either repurposed the drug, which they have done now as an anti-inflammatory, whether they've repurposed the drug or they're prepared to release a new drug on the heels of that drug, they will then give the nod and say, "Okay, you guys can start talking about this," and not a moment sooner. And I believe that that's what's happened now, because now we're going, "Oh, well, cholesterol may not have been the thing. But by the way, these statin drugs are powerful anti-inflammatory. Just go figure."
Yeah. Yeah, and also sometimes they don't like to – a lot of times, and I'm saying this as a journalist, they don't like to be the story. In other words, they don't like to say, you know, be Woodward and Bernstein and say, "We figured out what happened with Watergate." Instead, they want to say, "The attorney general filed the lawsuit." That's what they would prefer to say. And this distances them legally. They can just say, "Well, there was a lawsuit filed, and the lawsuit, this was alleged." That's more what they prefer to do.
Right.
Then
actually be the one breaking, like breaking the story, releasing this information. Because that puts a target on their back for attack then and retaliation.
Well, it's also, I mean, you can look at, I don't want to draw any weird conspiracy people into my world, but if you look at, for example, the Canadian study that showed, you know, this particular drug by Roundup was, you know, still found in the milk, right? This hormone that Monsanto was selling,
right,
was found in the milk. What they did was they threatened to pull their advertising, which was, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars, and eventually they got the reporters fired.
See? That's
right. So, yeah, and that's one of the things, too. Like, people talk about GMO and non-GMO, and I think there's a lot of nut jobs on the non-GMO side, but I side with them just based on the cover-up and the lengths that have been, you know, gone to,
right,
to cover it up.
Right.
The science, I have questions about, because, you know, it's funded, or, you know, there's this problem or that problem. But the fact that they're trying to cover it up, just as a journalist, that's a pretty good indicator that something's wrong.
Well, a geneticist,
like, those, like, nutters into my world.
A geneticist once said to me that if the genetic modification was in line with evolutionary processes of hybridization, you wouldn't have to constantly be recreating the genetically modified seeds over and over again. They would just continue to stay in place. And what happens to genetically modified seeds over time is they change back. They don't stay where they belong. And this is evidence that evolution doesn't like it. But I'm not even, look, I've always said, I don't care where you stand on GMO. We are not sure. No, I don't see Monsanto or the American government going, "Look, we're so sure about genetically modified foods are safe that people will go to jail, money will be paid out, we're putting billions of dollars in this fund to protect you and indemnify you." No one's saying that. Everybody's saying, "We know it's safe," but nobody's willing to back that up with any real flesh in the game. But more importantly, What I think we're going to find out is that while genetically modified foods may have some impact on the human condition, it is nothing, 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 nothing compared to the intrinsic destroyer that rides along with genetically modified foods, and that is glyphosate. See, we keep looking at genetically modified foods and going, oh, man, they're dangerous. You know, no. You know what? If you eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and the bread is the poison, but somebody thinks it's the jelly, you can't right. differentiate until you separate the two. And it's the glyphosate, in my opinion, that's causing all the problems. And it's worldwide today.
Yeah, and there's also, you know, there's also some calculus to be done. Like, well, if we can grow food more efficiently and feed starving people more efficiently, and but it takes a year off. I don't know your lifespan.
Yeah, but that's been dispelled. We've had credible scientists from land grant universities show that we could do everything we're doing with genetically modified conventionally. Chemically sprayed crops today organically and produce just 12% less. 12% less. When you look at the amount of food that's wasted, thrown away, that rots and so on and so forth, we could feed the world right now and we could feed them healthy foods that are part of our historic and evolutionary makeup. This chemical laden food is the bane of health today.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I don't know enough about it. And generally, what I think, if you don't know enough about something, what you need to do is you say, I'm not a scientist, I don't know enough about this, and my attentions are elsewhere. Like me personally, my attentions are elsewhere, right? Like I said, I don't want to drag any Monsanto nutters into my world.
Right.
My attentions are elsewhere. So generally, what I will do, and I think it's my responsibility as a layman in that area, is to look at scientific consensus mm-hmm. and say, like, look, I don't know enough about this. Most of the time, and I have no experience, right, with GMO food in terms of myself. I haven't noticed any effects because I eat whatever. I generally avoid it.
Right.
I defer to those who are unbiased experts in their field, and I think if you're a layman, that's your responsibility.
Yeah, okay.
To do that.
I buy that.
I think there's a responsibility. If you're going to say I don't know enough about this, you have to say, all right, I'm going to find people who are credible, and as long as what they're saying isn't, you know, completely.
But my problem with that is this: I do not know enough about this, so I prefer to err on the side of caution. And that is to eliminate chemicals from my diet as much as possible until we know more.
No, and that's reasonable, yeah, though. And I think that's, again, that's taking responsibility.
And that's all I keep asking the FDA and our government to do, is to say, look, you know, we really don't know enough about this, so let's err on the side of caution, because every other civilized country has done that. Every other civilized country out there has banned
some
GMO and glyphosate.
Some of the uncivilized ones, too.
What's that?
Some of the uncivilized ones.
Yeah, I know. The Kenyans are turning away GMO. You know, nobody knows
See,
about this.
I would
this.
Like to make a joke about, like, Ethiopians are turning it away, but that doesn't make sense anymore like it would have in the 80s.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It was like there was a rash of Ethiopia jokes in the 80s, and now I feel like I'm dating myself if I make one.
All right, listen, we have to pull the plug on this interview. If you want to follow Anthony's writings, go to Twitter and follow him there. He's Anthony Roberts at Twitter. I guess it's twitter.com/AnthonyRoberts, all as one word?
Yeah.
I think that's it. So go check him out there.
I'm going to post the Cone article and all that stuff right now, so anyone who goes there can see exactly what we're talking about, and, you know.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And we'll have you back on the show again now that you've freed up some more time in your schedule, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, thanks, Anthony. All right, so stay tuned. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about resveratrol, the truth about resveratrol, okay? Good, bad, or ugly. We're going to talk about it in the next hour when we're joined by Dr. Jason Dyke. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm.
Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD. And neither should you.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Back in January, we did an episode of Casual Friday with myself and the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo, where we talked about an article that was written by a UK reporter stating that a glass of wine was as good as a one-hour workout at the gym. And I actually had a clip ready for it, but the dunce that I am, I put it on. Oh, I have it. I have it. I have it. Good. And we talked about it. I want to go ahead and play this clip real quick just so that people remember what we talked about that day. Here we go. Oh, here we go. Let's get this thing rolling here real quick. Can I do it? Doesn't want to play. Well, that's me. Anyway, we talked about this study that it wasn't about red wine at all, but what people like is they like to be able to be told what they want to believe, and that's what drives the media's headlines quite often. And so, lo and behold, luckily for me, we have good people here at Supreme Radio, and Alex Leaf booked Dr. Jason Dyke. How you doing, Dr. Dyke?
I'm doing well, thank you.
So when this study first broke, you must have pulled your hair out, right? With these kind of headlines out there that, you know, skip the gym and hit the tavern, you know, it's just as good as working out drinking red wine.
Well, I mean, when they first came out, they didn't really mention my name, so I thought it was a little bit, it was funny. And then when they started attaching my name to it, suddenly it became more important and less comical.
So let's talk about the actual research itself. And this is something I pointed out on Casual Friday, and the reason that I wanted to play this clip is that red wine wasn't even used in the research, right?
That's right. Yeah, I mean, so for a number of things that were inaccurate about that article is that we never recommended red wine over the gym, for sure. We never even studied red wine, and we were just doing the experiments in rats, so we didn't do it in humans, and so we would never have prescribed anything for humans based on a animal-based study.
And see, I like red wine, by the way. Okay, I'm Italian. I enjoy wine. It's part of the cooking. When I cook at home, I like to crack open a bottle of wine, have a glass of wine. So I'm not saying this because I'm some alcohol snob, but I also don't lie to myself and think that alcohol is good. Alcohol is a neurotoxin, and quite frankly, if there is resveratrol in red wine, that's a good thing, but that's kind of like dipping a bullet in vitamin C and then shooting somebody with it and saying, hey, but it's got vitamin C. It's like, well, the collateral damage that the bullet is doing far exceeds the value of the vitamin C. So your research was just on resveratrol. I think I have the clip. Just let me just give one last try of playing this, and then I'll give up on it. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
And this is why no one trusts science. Let's move on to something else. So this is something that just happened yesterday. Right?
Yes.
We were on the air yesterday doing a show, and a friend of ours who happens to be in the pharmaceutical industry sent an article.
And she's very well read. She has two PhDs.
Two PhDs. I mean, she's very smart. She sent this article. A glass of red wine is equivalent to an hour at the gym, says new study. But that's not what the new study really says.
New research reveals skipping the gym in favor of the pub is okay.
But that's not the truth either. And see, I fault the media. The study is actually about resveratrol, not red wine. That resveratrol has some benefits that you see also from exercise. But keep in mind, resveratrol has these three benefits, and the benefits of exercise are pleiotropic. There's millions, right? So they're saying resveratrol could be a good therapy for individuals who are that unable to exercise. This person writes an article. What's her name? Daisy May Sitch. She writes an article and says, well, since red wine has resveratrol in it, I'm going to say red wine is as good as an hour at the gym. And people will read just the headline and go, oh, I knew it. I just need to drink more red wine instead of going to the gym. I don't have to worry about exercising at all. And that was my dissertation in January when the study first came out. So getting back to the research at hand here, talk about your study, please.
Okay, so we had looked at a compound called resveratrol, as you mentioned. It's found in berries and plant-based foods and red wine, but not at the concentrations that is that are being used clinically now and in our experiments. So it's now gone beyond, you know, just a product that you can get from regular food consumption. It's actually into a nutraceutical. So at much higher doses than you would ever take or be able to get from food, we're administered to animals. And we found that we had two groups of animals. Both of them were exercising, and they're doing the exact same exercise training regimen. And one group was on resveratrol, and the other one wasn't. And we found at the end of a 12-week exercise training program, again, identical training programs, that the ones taking resveratrol had improved exercise performance and increased muscle strength. And it was a significant difference. So it was rather exciting. You know, a lot of people have started to take resveratrol because of other benefits.
Right.
And we saw this, and we obviously it was published, and we did at the end make a speculation that, you know, if this holds true in humans, that this could actually be an exercise mimetic that may help, as you mentioned in your previous review, is that this could help individuals who can't exercise or only can do a modest amount of exercise.
Well, and in fact, those, it may actually be an ergogenic aid for those who can only do a modest amount of exercise, correct? They could actually improve their performance by leveraging the effects of the resveratrol.
Right, absolutely. But in fairness, there's been, in the last little while, there's been studies that have followed up in humans looking at this, looking at resveratrol, and a lot of that work has come out saying that it may not be as beneficial in man as it is in rodents. So there is still some controversy about whether that actually translates into humans or not.
So let's talk about the human equivalent dose. How much resveratrol? Now, first of all, let me back up. I see on some bottles, trans resveratrol or resveratrol, are they in and of the same, or is this something different?
No, there's two slight variants of resveratrol, and the chemical structures are just basically very similar, but not. If you're a chemist, it would be, oh my God, I can't believe he said this. They're vastly different. But and the trans resveratrol is the one that's most studied and has the beneficial effects. But you would get that when it's purified from, I think Japanese knotweed is the one where people are purifying it from. And I think you get the majority of it ends up being trans resveratrol. So for the most part, I believe that that what you're getting is trans resveratrol anyways.
Is it even trans resveratrol that we find in red wine, or is it just resveratrol?
There's a variety of different. So resveratrol falls under a group of compounds called polyphenols, and so there's a number of them, and resveratrol is one of them, and there's likely trans and cis resveratrol as well. So, but again, it looks like the trans resveratrol
is where the magic is.
Yeah,
okay. What was the human equivalent dose of the trans resveratrol that was given to these lucky little rodents?
Well, so I mean, you kind of stumbled across something that's littered the field, I think, or certainly added complexity to the field, is that rodents have a 10 times higher metabolic rate breaking down resveratrol. So they clear it much quicker, so you have to give much higher doses. So when we give it to animals, it's like 10 times higher than what a human would get. And so people, this can't be true, but while they're breaking it down so quickly, their plasma levels are identical to what a human gets when they take much lower dose. So a lot of the clinical studies, that's one kind of difference between animals and humans. But then when we look at some of the clinical studies, people are giving doses of, I mean, they're all over, like up to a gram a day, up to a gram three times a day. Some people are getting 150 milligram tablets once a day. So all of the studies out there, and some showing benefits depending on the endpoint, some showing no changes, some actually showing, implying there might be some detrimental effects of resveratrol. You can't compare them because it's all over the map as far as dose. So we really need to have a standard, I believe, of what is the higher dose or what is the right dose, the appropriate dose for humans, and we're still not there. So,
but can you tell us how much the little rodents were getting per kilogram? Even though we understand that this does not translate to human doses, because humans probably could get by with less.
Yeah. So, I mean, it would be so their plasma levels were about the equivalent to a patient taking 200 milligrams a day.
Oh, that's not very much at all.
No, but again, that's plasma. So what the animal ends up getting, 200 times or 20 times higher that than the actual dose when you take on a per kilogram basis. But again, they have a 10 times higher metabolic rate. So, I mean, the clinical study that shows the very early clinical study showed 150 milligram tablet, I think it was either once or twice a day, has beneficial effects. It lowers lipids and it improves signs of insulin resistance. So that was one of the first studies, and there appears to be the right amount of dose that's important. It seems like a lower dose has a beneficial effect, and as you increase the dose, you get off-target effects of the drug, and then it can be detrimental. So
okay.
It could be very well that all of these studies are correct, and we just don't know enough about the science yet to understand.
Yeah, a lot of things that work under a curve. You know, you have detrimental effects when you're deficient and or if you're using too much, and there's a sweet spot. But then again, that sweet spot also varies from individual to individual. So let's do this. Let's take a break. And when we come back, let's explore this phenomenon. We're talking with Dr. Jason Dyke. We're talking right now about resveratrol and the truth about resveratrol, not some idiocy promoted in a newspaper telling people to drink more red wine and skip the gym. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Kana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, Whey Isolate, Whey Concentrate, Milk Isolate, Casein and Egg, quality protein sources with Carbolin, Prealkaline and medium-chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing Carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Prealkaline and pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Mill today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatology
dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to Primal-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Jason Dyke. We're talking about his resveratrol study that was published showing that resveratrol confers some benefits seen both through exercise, but also may benefit those who are restricted from exercise because of conditions that don't allow them to exert themselves, to actually use resveratrol as an ergogenic aid, maybe push a little harder and see the benefits of exercise, which this is all great. This is great news. And, you know, there are supplements out there that don't work, and there's supplements out there that do work. And the ones that do work, the beauty of them is that they work. But the damning part about them is that they work, and they must be used responsibly, just like any other drug therapy. We have to understand that quite often, if something works, more is not necessarily better. So let's talk about this for a second, Dr. Dyke. Early research showed that resveratrol was as effective as metformin, I believe it was, in controlling blood sugar in individuals with type 2 diabetes. And I think metformin is considered the gold standard for type 2 diabetes blood sugar management. So,
right, it's certainly the number one prescribed medication.
Okay. And also, the anti-aging community embraced resveratrol because of its upregulation in sirtuins, most notably CRT1. And we know that dietary restriction, hypocaloric, ultra-low-calorie diets, or even intermittent fasting also increase CRT1, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what and I did a show back in 2008 that looked at glucose signaling as the primary trigger for cellular senescence. We take all this and we massage it together and we get it now. We go, oh, so having relatively low, stable blood sugar is good. It's good for the body. It's good for aging. It's good for performance. It's good for everything. However, we also know from other research that things that disrupt the endoplasmic reticulum could be very, very harmful to the brain and causing misfolded proteins that create aggregate that become plaque and so on and so forth. And one of the ways that you can trigger this misfolded protein phenomenon is to be in a hypoglycemic state too many times throughout the day. You know, we're so focused on hyperglycemia because the vast number of people with acquired diabetes, I like to call it, or type 2 diabetes, no one thinks about hypoglycemia any longer. We don't even think it exists. Could the fact that there is a sweet spot for resveratrol be the fact that it does what it does so well in stabilizing blood sugar that causes all these other downstream wonderful effects that if you take too much, it puts you into hypoglycemia too easily?
Well, you know, to be honest, I don't really know that. I mean, it certainly is a reasonable hypothesis. I mean, so in addition to that, I would suspect that resveratrol, so just like you mentioned earlier with exercise being pleiotropic, resveratrol, I mean, I don't think we even know for sure what are all the targets are. I mean, I'm
okay.
Confident that we don't. So we know CRT1 is one of them. We know this other kinase or this other protein called AMP-activated protein kinase, mm-hmm. which is a major metabolic regulator. And we know that it also stimulates mitochondrial biogenesis in the muscle. So it has a lot of different molecular targets. And being that we don't know all of them, we don't know them, and we also don't know what concentrations affect different molecules. I think that, in addition to maybe what you had suggested, is that the dose has to be just right for a particular person, because you know everybody's different. We have, you know, this new trend in personalized and precision medicine, whatever the right term that, that people are going to agree to. But every individual is has a different body chemistry and probably has a different concentration of resveratrol that would be in, as you said, that sweet spot where it might not affect any of the detrimental pathways, but it may only stimulate the beneficial. So I think that we need to understand, when I do a literature search and find out about the clinical studies using resveratrol, overwhelmingly the patient groups that seem to have most benefit are the ones that have, they're either obese or have an insulin resistance. And then even not only does it affect insulin resistance in those patients, but it also has other cardiovascular benefits, again, like lipid lowering and lowering cholesterol and so forth. So there is something interesting or something unique to an obese and or diabetic patient or insulin resistant patient that may be, as you mentioned, may be related to glucose. I'm just not sure if such a high dose of resveratrol ever pushes these animals into hypoglycemia,
okay,
because they would typically go, they would just pass out.
How was the resveratrol administered to the rodents? Was it given to them in their chow, in their water? Sometimes the vehicle or delivery method kind of changes the outcomes.
Yeah, that's a great question. So what we found, we've done a number of different types of experiments. We found that the best biological results or the changes in biology that we notice in animals is always when it's administered with food. We've tried oral gavage when it's given in a suspension, but with food seems to be the best. And so we've always wondered if, again, it depends on, you know, and they're now thinking about this in the clinical studies. Do you give it on a patient after a fast? Do you give them with food? So they're starting to have these discussions trying to explain why are we seeing such great and overwhelmingly positive effects in animal models that don't necessarily translate to humans. So how it's delivered, I think, is going to be a major change in the next little while, understanding how best to take resveratrol, again, on a fast or feed or even with other foods where you would normally find it. Like maybe there's other
synergies.
Yeah. So these are the issues that I think are going to start to emerge over the next few years. But again, we see the best effects when it's given with food. And interestingly, we mix it with their food and we know how much an animal will eat a day. So we can calculate based on what they ate, how much dose they received. And they're pretty consistent. They eat the same, very similar amounts of food every day. But what's interesting is that rodents nibble all day long. Mm-hmm. So they're constantly taking in. I mean, it would be, you know, like the equivalent to always taking a small dose of resveratrol. But when you do the clinical studies, you know, you're giving a patient once a day, maybe twice or three times a day, but it's not continually. Even the animals, when they're sleeping, like we have metabolic cages so we can follow their activity while they're supposed to be asleep. And they are always getting up, nibbling, going back and sleeping and nibbling. So it's a constant, almost hour dosing regimen for 24 hours. So we've often wondered what would happen if we were just able to administer their food in the appropriate dose just over a, you know, three times a day, like we do in the human studies, only when they're in their wake phase, and would we still see the effects? And so these are some of the studies that we're
planning on doing.
Yeah,
this is going to be exciting. We have to take a break. When we come back, I want to ask you if we know what the half-life of an oral dose of resveratrol is right now. We're talking with Dr. Jason Dyke. We're talking about the truth about resveratrol. And the truth is, it could be good, and it could be bad. Obviously, what's the old saying about poison? It's in the dose. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your
your business.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking all about resveratrol. You know what? I take resveratrol. I happen to take a resveratrol product that is produced by a company. I've been taking it for 6 years. They finally become a sponsor after 6 years. I guess they really believe I like their product. It's micronized, and I don't know if that matters either, but let's talk about this first of all. Do we know what the half-life of resveratrol is once an oral dose is given, Dr. Dyke?
Yeah. I mean, again, it's a little bit cloudy because it depends on time of day. There seems to be a circadian rhythm and how well it's absorbed, and depends on, again, whether you take it fasting or feeding. But it has a very quick clearance from the body. So we're looking at, peak, on a normal dose, a peak about an hour, and then it's basically gone an hour later. So it's a very quick turnover, which makes me wonder, like in the animal studies, again, if they're constantly nibbling and getting a little bit of dosage of this as opposed to humans that are taking it once or twice or three times a day, where you get a very quick peak to, very quick rise and then drops off equally quickly. And then it depends. When I started taking it after our studies on the exercise rodents that I run as well, so I would take it. And I was kind of playing around with when I take it. Would I take it 30 minutes before my run? Did I take it in the morning? And so, you know, I was working on, and I hate anecdotal evidence of just, you know,
well,
study. But
we call that, yeah, N equals one, right? So that's what this is, right? Take it that way, yeah.
Yeah. So you know, I mean, I found that instead of, you know, I thought if I feel like I'm running better, I'm gonna attribute it to the placebo effect. And in actual fact, I found that my runs were harder when I was taking resveratrol, and or more difficult for me. And so to maintain my normal pace, it seemed like I had to exert more energy. And then I went off it for a week, and I had my best time ever. So that could completely be or is likely irrelevant or
no, but it may be. I mean, you know, okay. So, is there any evidence that resveratrol enhances body fat loss?
Yeah, there are studies with animals that if you're on resveratrol and then put on a high fat diet, you don't gain as much weight.
Now, are there any studies out there that show a direct effect of resveratrol on mitochondrial function?
Absolutely. It's thought to be through mitochondrial biogenesis and mitochondrial function that resveratrol improves both of those, and that's why you have better exercise performance.
I was wondering if it was a mitochondrial uncoupler. That's where I was going with that. I was wondering if thyroid hormone works because it's a mitochondrial uncoupler. It makes the mitochondria work harder to produce the same amount of energy, and so you produce more body heat and you work harder.
Yeah, so it's interesting because it does appear to have mitochondrial impairments, but just kind of sub-acute, if that's the proper term. But that there brings into a new area of research called mitohormesis, where much like exercise, you know, you push your muscles to the brink, and then instead of damaging them, where that does, there's a slight damage, but over time
they super recovers,
and they get stronger. So much like at the level of the mitochondria, resveratrol has been thought to be a complex 1 inhibitor, so it impairs part of the mitochondria, and by doing so, but again, only very transiently, allows the mitochondria to recover, and maybe through mitohormesis, they're actually becoming better. That's how they become stronger.
So, and now to go back to your N equals one, this would make sense. So theoretically, if you wanted to use the slingshot approach, which is a training protocol where you're going to do something that makes your work harder, because then when you do it without this inhibitor, let's say, you're going to be able to actually outperform your normal performances. So if you were to run with a 15-pound vest for a week, then run without it, you probably could run faster than before you started this protocol. So if you were going to use resveratrol for the slingshot effect, you would train with it a couple times, maybe for a week, and then start training without it again to kind of slingshot forward from the body's supercompensation to overcome it's kind of drag effect.
Yeah, it's like training at high altitudes. You know, maybe when you're doing it, it's harder, and then when you go to regular, like sea level, it's suddenly you're doing better. So
see, and knowing
that's how I was thinking.
Yeah, and so knowing that makes one realize that okay, I'm going to take this, and it's not going to be an ergogenic that has an intrinsic effect right now. It's an ergogenic that has an extrinsic effect. I am not going to notice my increases during this workout or these workouts. I'm going to notice when I stop taking it before a workout.
Yeah. I mean, this is something that's my own personal belief, not backed by science at all.
Right.
It's my N of one trial, but that's what I think is happening with my body anyway. So whether or not that's true, well,
do you take a micronized transresveratrol product, or do you just take an over the, you know, just any old transresveratrol product?
Well, I have about 5 or 6 different ones that people send to me and to try, and I think they want us to use it in our clinical trials that we're starting. So I've tried both. The microionized one has, you know, thought to be, you know, absorbed better and maybe greater stability. I don't have any evidence per se for that. So, but when I was doing my running, it was just the regular transresveratrol.
Okay. I take a product, and I'm going to plug them because they are a sponsor by Rev Genetics, and it's not only micronized, but it's mixed with something else that's supposed to improve the bioavailability, which leads to this next question. Resveratrol seems to not be very well absorbed by the body. Only a small percentage of it actually ends up in the bloodstream, which also plays a role in some of the research, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's interesting as well because there's a number of cells that have been identified, and they have the machinery where they will. So if the resveratrol is broken down in the gut or by the liver to some other metabolite that doesn't have the effect, some cells can take up this metabolite, reconvert it back to resveratrol, and have an effect. So which opens the door for, you know, a number of different things that you might not need much resveratrol circulating around, because if cells can reconvert the metabolite,
yeah,
then you know that's an interesting finding. And the other one is that resveratrol pools in certain cell types. So, for example, the heart seems to it collects there. It collects in certain cardiac myocytes, for example, in cardiac myocytes. So, it might not be high in the circulation, but if it's collecting in a certain organs, then it might have an effect, a target specific or organ specific effect. So there are those two kind of variables that we have to consider as well.
Very interesting. We're going to take our last commercial break, and then I'm going to come back to you and ask you what you hope people take away from your research in your own words.
Okay.
And we'll go from there. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755. 539-2755.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frodolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores, and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Tomorrow never comes until it's
Tuesday. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Jason Dyke about resveratrol. You know, I really do believe that resveratrol deserves your attention as a nutraceutical. Something that you should consider in your supplement list, especially if you're older like me. It may not be for everyone, and some people may or may not notice any benefits from it. But quite often, the things that you don't notice benefits from on the outside are working on the inside. I look at growth hormone, for instance. With that being said, I turn it over to you, Dr. Dyke. So after the maligned headlines that your research received, thanks to idiot journalists out there, what would you really like people to take away from your work about resveratrol?
Well, I think what we've shown, and many of us have shown, is that there's, you know, has tremendous potential. Animal models have shown that there's tremendous potential for resveratrol in a variety of different diseases. So that's number one. It seems to have the best effect in preventing disease as opposed to reversing. But that's always the case.
It's easier
to prevent disease. So I certainly worth. I think personally, and that's why I take it. Based on that, there is certainly likelihood that it will have some beneficial effects for myself. But I think it's important to really pay attention to where you're getting it. Like any nutraceutical, it's not regulated. It could come from, you don't know what's in there. You want to make sure it's a high dose, maybe do some of the research and find out what companies that the clinical trials are using, because that's typically is being screened and well vetted, and so you know it's a good compound. But just a cautionary tale would be that, the long-term effects of resveratrol in humans are as yet unknown. So I think that's important to remember. All of these studies are acute studies in humans, more chronic ones in animals. It doesn't appear to have a toxicity, and it's well tolerated at very high doses. But, that needs to be something, although there's great excitement with resveratrol, I think that's something that needs to be considered as well, that again, the long-term side effects haven't been determined.
Well, and I think that, I think that you're very astute to point out and the potential hermetic effect of resveratrol. Like all things that are hormetins in nature, a little bit on occasion is where the magic is. And so the idea that it clears quickly from the bloodstream could mean that it's just being taken up better by tissue. And you point out that there seems to be some recycling effect in certain tissue and some accumulation. And then also, it may be one of those things where you take it for a few months, you take off for a few months. You take it for a few weeks, you take off for a few weeks. Or you just take that one dose once a day and don't get crazy with it in order to keep kind of... Because hormetins work by the same way that our evolutionary process works. And that is, it's something that does not kill us makes us stronger. But there's a very, very thin line between what stimulates and what annihilates. So I like that idea. I never thought of it as a hermetin before, and I think that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I mean, so do I, but hopefully the science will back that up.
I want to thank you for making time to come on the show today. Great research.
Well, I really enjoyed our discussion. You are certainly somebody who's as knowledgeable in the field as many of my colleagues. So
wow, that's flattering. Thank you so much. Yeah, and please, we'll keep an eye out for your research, and we'll have you back on, okay?
All right.
Thanks a lot. All right, bye-bye. Okay. All right, so there you have it. I will continue to take resveratrol. We have a new sponsor, but they're not new to me. I've been using their products for 6 years now. Anthony Loria over at RevGenetics produces probably one of the best, if not the best, resveratrol products on the planet. Also the best curcumin product on the planet. And we'll be hearing more about their resveratrol product. There's a banner ad up on Super Human Radio right now for their curcumin product, because a lot of people take curcumin, and their metacurcumin is the best performing curcumin in the world. It outperforms all those other biocurcumins and special curcumins and all that other stuff. Even outperforms the Life Extension Foundation curcumin product as far as absorption, speed of absorption, and the blood levels, continuous blood levels of curcumin. They've done the same thing with their resveratrol product. So if you're interested in learning more about resveratrol, you can click the metacurcumin banner ad. But once you're over at the website, just navigate to their other products and check out their micronized resveratrol. It's 250 milligrams. That's all you need a day as far as I'm concerned. That's all I take. But anyway, all right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to end the show now, just a couple minutes early. We've got great shows planned for the rest of the week. Tomorrow is the Blueprint Power Hour, but the second hour we're being joined by Mike O'Hearn. You know who he is. And we're going to be talking about the fact that Mike is in his late 40s now and still breaking records, still looks amazing. What's his secret? We're going to find out tomorrow. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.